Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
This is the best of Mark Levin. Merry Christmas.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. We're going to have some fun today. Oh, my gracious goodness, we is. Oh, yes, we be. Oh, yeah. A couple of things before I get into, let me tell you one of the things I want to do tonight. I want to start getting into some history of our founding, history of the Declaration. Pre-Revolutionary War, the Revolutionary War really started in 1775, not 1776, to be honest with you. That's when things were still starting to kick in. The Constitution, some of the people in the Constitution you've never heard of before. But who signed it? Were really big deals back in the day, but names that you're unfamiliar with. You know, this reminds me of something. I told you maybe a year ago or 6 months ago, I've become fascinated with the Impression era of painters, of artists, and slightly before the Impressionist period and slightly after the Impressionist period, but I really read everything I can get my hands on now about some of these artists. Doesn't mean I can pronounce their names. Most of them are French, not all of them. And it's funny because I seem to know more about them and what they did than how to pronounce their names. And there are some disputes over how to pronounce their names, but I don't pretend to know all of them. And some of them were unbelievable. But they never got top-tier billing. They never got top-tier billing. Camille Pissarro, one of the founders of the entire movement. Most people have never heard of him. Edward Bodin, another one. And then there were men in the movement and a few women. Alfred Sisley. Now, I know a lot of this is French for many of you, but I'm getting to a point. He was born in Britain. His family moved to France. Others whose names, no doubt, you are familiar with. Monet, obviously. Considered one of the greatest of the great. Cezanne. Gauguin. Brilliant. Everyone's heard of Van Gogh. Seurat. Donnie was 31, and yet many of you are familiar with that name. You may not be familiar with them and what they did, but the names, right? The names. Renoir. And others. I happen to like Chagall. He wasn't impressionist, but fabulous in my view. So what, in some cases, separated those who would become renowned for all time and those who wouldn't? Because some of those who painted some of the most magnificent impressionist pieces are utterly unknown to the vast majority of us, right? And others are very, very well known. Now, obviously, it can be the quality of the work or the interest that that work inspired, but some of them were much better at marketing themselves than others. Some of them played bigger roles in the prominence of the Impressionist movement. It was considered a very revolutionary, if not radical, movement when it began. It's the same with our founding. It's the same with our founding. There are many, many men and women who are crucial in the founding of this nation, whose names you probably never heard of before. Whose names you probably never heard of before. And I want us to familiarize ourselves with some of them. You want to begin? Should I begin with this, Mr. Producer? I should, because there's other things I want to talk about, too, that are annoying me. But let's start with the stuff that I find fascinating. Let's take a look at some of the signers of the Constitution. You know, when this is all said and done, broadcasting for me, and I don't know when it'll be or when it'll ever be, I really want to teach one course in American history, early American history. Maybe at a small college somewhere. If they'd have me. This is one of the reasons I love our country. This is one of the reasons I get furious at people who trash it. In the name of claiming that they're America First or MAGA, especially. I get the Marxists and the Islamists. They hate us. They hate the country. They're trying to destroy it. But the others, they wrap themselves in the flag, in the founding, in the Constitution, while they're burning the whole thing down. I have no stomach for this. None. How many have heard of William Samuel Johnson of Connecticut? He's a signer of your Constitution. A self-taught lawyer, as many lawyers were back then. He had many connections to Britain. He was torn about this. The competing sides when the revolution broke out in 1775. He worked on some of the peacemaking initiatives he tried. He was accused of communicating with the British in 1779, but his skills in the law were so good that he was sent to be one of the delegates to the Constitutional Convention. How about Richard Bassett, B-A-S-S-E-T-T. Ever hear of him? He was a delegate from Delaware, the first state. A captain of the cavalry militia during the Revolutionary War, Bassett was a committed member of the convention. He was a regular attendee. Some of them were not. He was also a quiet one. He made no speeches at all, and he didn't serve on any committees. essentially an observer. Ever hear of Jacob Broom, also of Delaware? He's a farmer, a surveyor, successful businessman. He turned his hand to many ventures. Import company, cotton mill, real estate. He attended every session of the Constitutional Convention as well. Also from Delaware, George Reed. Ever hear of George Reed, one of six brothers? He signed the Declaration of Independence. He voted against independence at the Continental Congress. He championed the cause of the small states during the convention. He eventually went on to serve in the United States Senate. Fairly significant figure that most people have never heard of. A couple more. We'll save some for each successive day. We're on the air here. William Few, F-E-W, on behalf of Georgia. He had a tough childhood. He taught himself law, began to practice in 1776. He later became one of Georgia's first senators and worked as a federal judge from 1796 to 1799. One of the men who signed the Constitution of the United States. Now, the convention was attended by 55 of the 70 appointed delegates. Did you know there were 70 appointed delegates? Only 55 attended. Only 39 of the 55 actually signed the final document. 39 of the 55. We won't do this all in one sitting. I will get into this in more detail. Why is that? Why did only 39 of them sign it? Some of them disagreed with it. Some of the greatest founders disagreed with it, because they thought it gave too much power to the central government. So you just learned something you probably didn't know before. Mr. Producer, I don't know if you knew. Right? They don't teach it. There were 70 delegates appointed, 55 attended, 39 of the 55 signed the Constitution of the United States. Now, I suspect you know more the 99.9% of the podcasters out there who trash our country. I've always believed that one of my roles here, and I mean this, one of my roles here is to fill these gaps. I mean, this is a big, big platform. Not just to rant and throw around curse words, to lie about our history, trash our country, to promote Qatar and all the rest of it. No. I want to promote Americanism. The Revolutionary War. When we return, I want to tell you about a man named Chaim Soloman, who none of you have heard of, maybe a handful, but virtually none of you. And without him, there would have been no victory at the Revolutionary War. There would be no America. That's how significant he was, and you're going to find out about a number of these people during the course of our 250th anniversary, because I'm going to make sure of it. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
As a consumer, you can carry the success or failure of businesses in the palm of your hand. Their success can depend on your decision to spend money with them or their competitor. Well, my friends at Pure Talk would like to say thank you from the bottom of their hearts for choosing Pure Talk for your wireless needs. Because of you, they've had a record-breaking year. Because of your generosity through their Roundup for Charity program, they've been able to donate over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership, who stands on the front lines of helping to prevent veteran suicide. Your patronage has allowed Pure Talk to donate 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags to your fellow veterans. And when you choose Pure Talk as your wireless provider, you help Pure Talk support American jobs right here in our country. Like I said, as a consumer, you have the power to make or break companies. And with the money the big wireless guys throw around on advertising, you're inundated with offers everywhere you look. So from everyone in the Pure Talk family, thank you for your trust and God bless.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Hi, I'm George, an economics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with the Constitution Minute.
The Declaration of Independence is more than a bold letter to a British king written by upstart colonists, although it very much is that. The Declaration explains the promise of America, that all men and women are born equal in their possession of natural rights, and that the proper exercise of these rights can lead to a full and deeply satisfying life. Just as the Declaration explains America's promise, the Constitution upholds that promise. Its purpose is to protect the rights of all of us, our natural rights. This establishes the possibility, not the guarantee, that we can have a good life. This is true freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
So he can educate you, whether you like it or not. Mark Levin is on the radio.
You're listening to the best of the Mark Levin Show. Have a very Merry Christmas.
I am Solomon. This is one of the areas where Wikipedia actually gets it right. He was born in 1740 and he died at the age of 44. He was born in Poland. Studied finance in Western Europe. Came to the United States, New York City in 1775, right at the beginning of the Revolution. That's when war broke out. Solomon supported the Patriots. He provided financial services while working alongside financier Robert Morris. You may have heard of him. He was the superintendent of finance of the United States. Very famous member of the Sons of Liberty. And Chaim Solomon joined the Sons of Liberty. And he was arrested multiple times by the British for espionage. And the last time they said they would execute him, and he bought off a guard who let him go. He's considered, is Chaim Solomon, the financier of the Revolutionary War. And without him, the war could not have been prosecuted. At key times, they turned to him. Madison, George Washington. He helped convert French loans into hard currency by selling bills of exchange on Morris's behalf. He also brokered large donations to the Patriot cause. This included a critical $20,000 loan out of his own money at the request of George Washington to Madison. In 1781, that enabled Washington's decisive Yorktown campaign, the turning point of the American independence. Without Solomon, that campaign could not have taken place. From 1781 to 1784, Solomon helped provide over $650,000, almost $15 million in today's numbers. He was also an advocate for religious liberty. He co-founded Philadelphia's Mikveh Israel Synagogue, challenging discriminatory laws. Despite donating his entire fortune to the Continental Army and several founding fathers, he helped them. He gave them no-interest loans so they could survive, including Madison. He died penniless in Philadelphia at the age of 44 due to the failure of government officials and private lenders to repay his debt, the money they owed him. He sympathized with the Patriots. He joined the New York branch of the Sons of Liberty. In 1776, he was arrested by the British as a spy, quickly pardoned. However, the British authorities detained him for 18 months on a boat as an interpreter for the Hessian troops, since he could speak multiple languages, including German. Solomon used his new position to help prisoners of war from the Continental Army escape. He encouraged Hessian troops to desert and collaborated with Hercules Mulligan and Cato to carry out other acts of espionage on behalf of the Americans. In 1778, Solomon was arrested again, convicted of espionage, and sentenced to death. He made his escape, made his way with his family to Philadelphia, where the Continental Congress was located. Once resettled in Philadelphia, Solomon resumed his activities as a broker, became the agent of the French consul as well as the paymaster for all French forces in North America. 1781, he began working extensively with Robert Morris, as I said, the newly appointed superintendent of finance of the United States. And he provided money for the Battle of Yorktown to pay Washington's troops, who demanded several months of pay or they weren't going to fight what would become the key battle. In 1781, the Continental Army trapped Lieutenant General Charles Cornwallis in the Virginia coastal town of Yorktown. Washington and the main army, with the French army, decided to march from the Hudson Highlands to Yorktown and deliver the final blow. But Washington's war chest was completely empty, as was that of Congress, without food, uniforms, and supplies. Washington's troops were close to mutiny. And this is where I want to pick it up when we return. This is American History. I'll be right back. You know, folks, Americans rely on credit cards for secure payments and seamless transactions. But consumers stand to lose it all with the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandate bill. Big government mandates favor corporate megastores and allow them to choose how your credit card is processed. They might end up using untested payment networks that could jeopardize your data security and rewards. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Visit guardyourcard.com to learn more. That's guardyourcard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay, featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
This is the reason why liberals hate this show. But listen anyway. They know they're probably wrong. Mark Levin is on the radio.
This is Mark Levin wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Now back to the best of me.
Blasting conservative fire. The Mark Levin Show
Call in now at 877-381-3811.
There are a number of tremendous patriots who get no mention, without whom we would not have the United States of America. And they gave up everything. Everything. And as I was saying earlier, this is why I get infuriated. Infuriated. About the trashing of our country, the promoting of Middle East monarchies, and people like Putin and all the rest. This is not who we are. This is not who we are. Back to Chaim Soloman, and I really do believe that if the podcast business was more oriented toward promoting America, was more oriented towards patriotism, less oriented toward grifters, narcissists, and foul-mouthed buffoons, this country would be far better off, particularly given the access to so many young people. And so I condemn them. I condemn them. They're not influencers. They're destroyers. Not influencers. They're destroyers. Washington determined that he needed at least $20,000 to finance the Yorktown battle, the last battle. The French Navy was there, and they gave him a limited amount of time because they were going to leave. They couldn't afford to stay there, and they didn't want to be boxed in by the British either, who they were boxing out. Morris, who was in charge of the funding for the war, told them there were no funds, no credit available. They were broke. Dead broke. Washington said, quote, send for Chaim Soloman, unquote. Soloman did everything he could. He raised $20,000 for the sale of bills of exchange. And with that contribution, Washington was able to pay his troops, provide for food and supplies before the troops mutinized. He conducted the Yorktown campaign. That was the final battle, really, of the American Revolution. Now, Chaim Soloman brokered the sale, if you haven't guessed by now, he was Jewish, brokered the sale of a majority of the war aid from France and the Dutch Republic, sold bills of exchange to American merchants. Soloman also personally supported various members of the Continental Congress during their stay in Philadelphia. You may have heard of some of them, James Madison and James Wilson. He requested below-market interest rates. He never asked for repayment at all. And that would wind up with him going bankrupt before he died. Broke. Didn't have a penny. He's believed to have granted outright bequests to men who he thought were unsung heroes of the Revolution, who had become impoverished during the war. One example is Bodo Otto, another person you probably never heard of. He was the senior surgeon in the Continental Army. Otto joined the Army at the age of 65 years old. He served for the entire war, and among other things, he established a hospital at Valley Forge, where he often used his own funds to purchase medical supplies. He went broke. But due to Soloman's bequest to Otto, Otto was able to rebuild his medical practice in Reading, Pennsylvania, at the end of the war. A Treaty of Paris was signed on September 3, 1783. It ended the Revolutionary War, but not the financial problems of the new nation. America's war debt to France was never repaid, which was part of the cascade of events leading to the French Revolution. See, France went almost broke, sending their armada to our country to help us win the war against the British, because they wanted to defeat the British. Now, this fellow, Chaim Soloman, was involved in the Jewish community in Philadelphia, a member of Congregation Mikveh Israel that he founded. That's right, the Jewish community goes way back, even before the Revolutionary War. 1782, he made the largest individual donation toward the construction of that synagogue. He fought for religious liberty for all faiths. He helped to remove the religious tests for all faiths. That included Catholics. And he died suddenly and in poverty at the age of 44, January 6, 1785, in Philadelphia. And due to the failure of our government and other governments and private lenders to repay the debt incurred, his family was left penniless when he died at the age of 44. The hundreds of thousands of dollars, which would be tens of millions of dollars today, of the Continental debt that he bought with his own fortune were worth only about 10 cents on the dollar when he died. And that was it. So what is his legacy? He has no legacy, except for me mentioning him, as some of these other men I'm going to mention over the course of our 250th anniversary, who have no legacy and deserve a legacy. Chaim Soloman deserves a legacy. Without him, we would not have a country. His gravesite is located on the Mikveh Israel Cemetery in Philadelphia. It's unmarked. There are two plaque memorials. The east wall has a marble tablet that was installed by his great-grandson. And a granite memorial is set inside the cemetery gate. Other than that, it's as if he never existed. As if he never existed. And there are others just like this. That's Chaim Soloman. For all the Jew haters out there who pretend to be America Firsters who are not America Firsters, they don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Now, the FBI director signed two memoranda of understanding, according to the press, with the monarchy, the dictatorship in Qatar, that we would share training and intelligence information with Qatar. So now we are up to our eyeballs in Qatar militarily. When it comes to our intelligence activities, when it comes to our law enforcement activities, our techniques and our training, they will have some of the most sophisticated military equipment built at the ingenuity of the American people, American capitalism. They will have a facility built on our air base in Idaho, and we're told, well, others do too. Yeah, but not a country that was involved in 9/11. Not a country that was involved in October 7. Not a country that supports the Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Iran, and the Taliban. Not a country that spends billions of dollars poisoning the minds of our young people in our colleges and universities. Nobody like Qatar has a facility on a base in the United States of America. And I'm gravely concerned about this, gravely. Mr. Producer, I'd like you to post again on social media our hour from yesterday, our first hour, where I talked about this new imperial ruling class. Not all of it, but too much of it, seeks to enrich themselves. These are grifters, whether they're in politics, business, media, some of whom have good intentions, many of whom are selling out our country. Those of us who do understand radical Islam, the mentality, the war on the West, and how they intend to conquer the West, that is, who educate ourselves and have become knowledgeable in these ways, because certain of their so-called scholars and imams have told us so, we understand what's going on. You, Mr. and Mrs. America, you do not benefit at all from this relationship. I understand they're going to be sending trillions of dollars into our country. When? When? And I'm I'm sure they're going to have a return on the dollar, too, that's quite significant. I personally am very unhappy about this. It's not a one-party thing. It's a multi-party thing. It's not an ideological thing. People with all kinds of ideologies have their hand in the Qatari trough. I'm repulsed by the phony influencers and podcasters and their ilk who claim to be concerned about you. You. They claim that the American system is holding you down. They claim that the American system is corrupt. They claim that we took the wrong side on World War II. They trash Jews. They trash Christians. While they saddle up to our enemies. Pretty sick. Pretty shocking. This will be a period that goes down in our history books as a very dark period. And the names of these people who want to be famous, they will become infamous. Those of you who have the guts to speak out, and it doesn't take a lot of guts, those of you who speak out, you will be remembered. You'll be remembered as great patriots who spoke out when you needed to speak out. You will be the Heinz Solomons. You will be the Paul Revere's. The Thomas Paine's. That's what you'll be. The others will be the Benedict Arnolds, who turn on their country at a time of need for money, for power. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Every day I hear from Americans who feel like they're losing their voice, frustrated that their values are being ignored or erased. If that's you, let me tell you something that you can do right now. Join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC isn't just another group. It's a powerful community built on faith, family, and common sense. They're standing in the gap, giving millions of Americans the tools to stay informed, engaged, and prepared. Members get real, practical benefits, unbelievable discounts on insurance, travel, and retail, plus access to exclusive resources in the AMAC magazine, which is truly one of the best publications out there. And for a limited time, you can join free for 90 days, no credit card required, no strings attached. Just a chance to see what the Association of Mature American Citizens is all about for free. So go to amac.us/Levin right now. That's amac.us/LEVIN. Take the first step and make your voice matter again. That's amac.us/LEVIN.
Bringing the family together every night around the radio.
These children are in need of an education.
The Mark Levin Show.
You're listening to the best of the Mark Levin Show. Have a very Merry Christmas. The president's record on the economy in, what is it, 9, 10 months, is actually stellar. It is superb. You have critics, pseudo-conservatives among others, who say he's not focused on the economy. He's focused like a laser. Peace and prosperity, that's his agenda. Peace abroad, prosperity at home. The vast majority of his executive orders are intended to reduce the bureaucracy, limit regulations, slash them like no president ever has. To open up our lands and our waters to commerce in a responsible, environmentally wise way. And it's working. The big, beautiful bill passed in late May, as I recall, has massive tax cuts that will have significant effect at the beginning and mid next year. People forget. Ronald Reagan's August 1981 massive tax cuts, and they were massive. It took literally 14 months. Some have said 18, some have said whatever, but I looked it up. It was 14 months until the full force of those tax cuts took effect, and the economy exploded with growth, wealth creation, prosperity, new jobs, increased income, entrepreneurship, massive growth. Donald Trump has put in place a very, very similar program that will do, I believe, the same thing. And as Reagan would say, stay the course. You see some of these rhinos panicking. You see some of these woke Reich types taking shots at the president. Not me. I support what he's done here very, very strongly. And he knows what he's doing. He already did it in his first term. We had a massively prosperous economy. Biden and the Democrats come in and they kill it. It's as if they wanted to kill it. Huge taxes, infinite regulations, restrictions on drilling, restrictions on fishing, restrictions on ranching, restrictions on everything. As if they wanted to decrease economic activity. They passed these massive spending bills, massive debt. They lied about it. Inflation reduction was inflation promotion. The president is trying to undo all that in addition to create growth. And he has spent God knows how much time negotiating trade deals that are beneficial to the United States, bringing in significant amounts of money to rebuild our industries and so forth against communist China and the rest of them. He's got a lot to be proud of, and he's got a lot to point to. And this issue of affordability is a catchphrase by the left. Like equality, they use that one too. They mean nothing. The fact is, if you create economic growth and prosperity, wealth creation, you not only have affordability, You have well beyond affordability. You have security. You have availability. You have new products, new medicines, new jobs, cutting-edge technologies. That's what Trump's doing, and it will pay off. Stay the course. It will pay off. I'm deeply proud of what he's done. And he has spent a lot of time focused on the domestic economy. The Democrats always talk about Republicans killing the economy. When Bill Clinton ran for president the first time against Bush 41, he kept saying we were in a recession. We were never in a recession. But they repeated the lie, the media repeated the lie, and people thought we were in a recession. That's why Donald Trump's in Pennsylvania this evening. That's why he's going to travel the country. Because nobody like him can communicate with the American people and bring the truth to our communities. I think what he's done on the economy has been second to none. Outstanding. And I think it'll pay big dividends. The issue in the midterm elections, I think, will be the economy, of course, but it's going to be the woke Reich, R-E-I-C-H. If 3, 4, 5% of the people decide to stay home because of Tucker Carlson, because of Steve Bannon, people they don't even know or understand, nobody understands them, because of Candace Owens and the other reprobates, just a small percentage who say we want no identity with Nazis, we want no identity with anti-Semites, we want no identity with people who trash Christians, who promote Sharia law, we want no identity with any of those people, they will cause us the election. And Tucker Carlson has said as much. Not going to vote Republican. He hates the Republicans. Okay, well, we have nothing else. The goal is to push the Republicans in the right direction, not to get the Democrats elected. These are saboteurs, low IQ saboteurs. Call comes swiftly to the Ukraine, folks, the elderly like Olga. Well, it can be very deadly, and many do die. Olga's 79 years old. She lives in a small village. She has no indoor plumbing, bathroom, reliable heating. Her meager pension is not enough to cover food, medicine, heat. Thanks to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Olga received a nourishing food box, emergency lighting, and a warm blanket. Now, this aid's a life-saving gift for someone like Olga. The visit from fellowship staff right in the middle of the war zone reminded her she's not forgotten. And there's another brutal winter begins. Thousands of elderly, like Olga, are praying for a miracle, and you can help them through a special matching grant. Now until December 28th, your tax-deductible gift to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has twice the impact, up to $50,000. Please give them a call. 844-866-IFCJ, 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 or levinforthefellowship.org. See you next year, and God bless each and every one of you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay, featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
At your conference table or your tailgate spot, we bring the know-how, we got a lot. Local experts with a digital plan. Woo! We'll boost your biz with a helping hand. Ready? Top tier. Reading Online Marketing, we're right here. Focus.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.